Hello, ambassadors. First of all, thank you for using your voice to create a sustainable event sector. The Positive Impact team regularly send out these PowerPoints, and the purpose of this recording is to give you an idea of what you could say at each of the slides. So first slide obviously is a welcome slide. You can amend this to the title of the event that you're speaking at. And we've shared the hashtag that we use regularly, events create change and share a positive impact. The second slide is all about you. And we create these PowerPoints so that you can really communicate proudly and widely about your role in the creation of a sustainable event industry. So you're able to say, I am a positive impact ambassador. I am using my voice to create a sustainable event sector. I am one of almost 2,000 positive impact ambassadors around the world committed to using their voices to champion the creation of a sustainable event sector. And the resources that I'll be sharing with you today are credible resources that have been created with not-for-profit Positive Impact and their collaborations with different partners, who you'll hear more about today. The next slide is an animation on the future of the event sector, the possible future. As a positive impact ambassador, speaking about the future for the event sector, you're probably used to being positive, inspiring, giving people a new future that they can live towards. And this is what this animation is. The next slide, we talk about how the future of human engagement is moving fast. You may be aware there is new regulation coming from the EU. There is an increasing understanding with customers about greenwash, and younger generations are also much more clear on what their expectations are around sustainability. So what does this mean for your work and what your clients will expect from you if you're working in the event sector? Your clients are going to expect credible standards, credible actions, and best practice sharing without the greenwash. The next slide, today's presentation, explains what this presentation covers that will address those areas. So today we're going to be speaking about ISO 20121, the only global standard for the event sector. UNICEF UK Human and Child Rights and Safeguarding. This is guidance which has been created over the last few years so that human and child rights and safeguarding can be considered when planning an event. The Race to Zero Accelerator for Events. This is the only credible carbon initiative within the global event sector that meets the Race to Zero requirements. And we're going to be talking about the Share a Positive Impact campaign, which is also a UN SDG Action Mobilizer campaign. This means it's a campaign that will be used during the UN SDG Action Week in September when the UN General Assembly takes place. And finally, we'll be sharing some opportunities for your voice to be heard and extra support. The next slide shares an animation about ISO 20121. As the ambassador giving this presentation, you might feel a little scared that you don't know all the details about ISO 20121. So you might feel that you can't talk about it. You absolutely can talk about it as a positive impact ambassador. We just give you the credible resources so that you can do. So this is an animation which will explain to people what ISO 20121 is. On the next slide, we have a short interview with Romain Rebaud from Paris 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games on how you can trial ISO 20121. And on the next slide, there is a QR code that will direct you to some resources on how you can trial it. So straight away, as an ambassador, you are giving your community great value sharing these resources so that they can be involved in the revision of ISO 20121. The next set of slides are how to comment on ISO 20121. There is a film with Yann Orhan from the French National Standards Association. And there is a QR code on how to comment on ISO 20121. And finally, a recording on how to create a case study on ISO 20121. You'll see that there's a very easy to use resource that will help you do that. Next, there is a slide about the ISO 20121 inquiry period. There is a link to a page on the ISO website that you can visit. But the important thing for you to communicate is that ISO 20121 is open for public inquiry between June the 29th and September the 19th. So what should any event professional do? They should contact their national standard body or one of the liaison bodies listed on the website that is there is a link to on that page, and ask them to be involved. Ask if you can give your comments to those different parties. Every national standard body in the world should be able to provide you with a way to give comment. The next slide is about the Human and Child Rights Guidance, Human and Child Rights and Safeguarding Guidance. So ISO 20121 launched in 2012, inspired by the London Olympic and Paralympic Games, and the revised ISO 20121 is set to launch before Paris 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Sustainability and the expectations of event attendees has advanced since 2012, for example, in the area of human and child rights and safeguarding, as this short animation explains. So use this animation to bring to life what human and child rights and safeguarding is. Also, use this QR code so that you can access where resources so that you can trial the human and child rights and safeguarding resources. And we also have a short film from the Birmingham Commonwealth Games, which is talking about how they trialed the human and child rights and safeguarding. Another key area within the development of sustainability is the Race to Zero. There is a short animation here that explains what the Race to Zero is. Remember, as an ambassador, you are part of the Positive Impact community. It's because of you that Positive Impact is taking steps to be a Race to Zero accelerator, to share all these ISO 20121 resources. The Race to Zero is the most credible global campaign on carbon, and this animation will explain more about that. The next slide shows you information about the Race to Zero and how you can get involved with the Race to Zero. On June the 26th, there will be a Race to Zero report, which will include a page that's been written by Positive Impact on the role of events in achieving the Race to Zero. This is going to be an important area of focus because all of a sudden the word events is going to be mentioned within the Race to Zero campaign, and it's an exciting opportunity for everyone in the events sector. Next, we have an animation on sharing your examples of best practice. As an ambassador, I'm really sure that you're taking action, and it may not be action to the level of implementing ISO 20121. You may not be sure if your action meets Race to Zero requirements, but any action is a great action. So please do share your action on social media with the hashtag #ShareAPositiveImpact, and we can collect it and put it in the library and share that with many of our partners, including as part of the UN SDG Action campaign. The over 1,800 Positive Impact ambassadors have unique opportunities to contribute their voice to the creation of a sustainable event sector, including giving input into the ISO revision process, giving input into Positive Impact's Acceleration Action Report, which is shared with UN Global Compact and UN SDG, and taking action on ISO 20121, Human and Child Rights and Safeguarding Guidance, and the Race to Zero. As a Positive Impact ambassador, you get the opportunity to use all of these resources and share these resources with your community. So if you're doing this presentation with your internal work colleagues or with your supply chain or with your industry peers. These resources will help you. They are highly credible and linked to global sustainability best practice. So thank you again for being a positive impact ambassador. Hopefully you are able to use these slides to make a difference and communicate with others. There will be the opportunity as well for you to input into our questionnaire, and that really shapes what we are doing. Hopefully you can tell that we respond to your feedback and we take action to provide you with the resources that you need. And the next few slides, we have one on greenwashing. And this is just some key things for you to know and be sharing with your community. So there's some information here on the definition of greenwashing. And just to be aware that the event sector is increasingly full of reports, initiatives, roadmaps, ranking systems, best guides, or action plans, all sorts of things. And many of them lack credibility. So to understand if any initiative is credible, ask, is it part of the Race to Zero and does it align with ISO 20121? And is there a UN link to the initiative? That will help you. A few final points. If you want to increase your knowledge and I've said increasing your knowledge, but actually it's all about increasing your confidence and capability to communicate about sustainability, please have a look at our CPD courses. We're well aware that our ambassadors are from many countries around the world. So there is also the opportunity to ask for support if you cannot afford to pay for the education resources. We have a code here to encourage anyone that you're talking to become an ambassador. Again, the more ambassadors that exist, the more we're able to create unique resources that will help you. And then a thank you slide. So again, these slides exist for you to use all of them together, maybe in a presentation with your supply chain. Maybe you'll just use one or two of these slides. Maybe you'll just use an animation or a film, but they exist so that you can use your voice to create a sustainable event sector. And we really appreciate you for that. Thank you.